Gail Cruickshank, talent director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, joins me a week early. Thanks for your flexibility in coming in a week early, Gail.
Absolutely. Anything for my friends.
Gail is the talent director for the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. Today, I thought it was you sometimes will float it out there with, what do you think about what we should do? And right. I thought this is important just because everything is going up in price. We know that health insurance is going up for a lot of people. Your property taxes are probably going up next year. Maybe you're thinking about a side hustle.
Right.
Part-time job in addition to what you're doing full-time. If that is something that someone is contemplating, Carol, do you have any suggestions?
Well, yeah, and I thought about this as far as, first we should differentiate. Side hustle is, you know, any like a part-time job type of thing that you're doing regularly in addition to your employment. And then there's also gig work. And we're seeing a lot of increase in this particularly as well. And gig work is more of like, think of it as a project or an assignment where it's a short-term thing, that it might be something that somebody is passionate about and they love doing it, or something, or I challenge employers to think about maybe some of the projects that you have in your mind to do aren't best fit with an employee because it might not be their specialty, but maybe somebody would want to do it as, you know, a gig job. So it's just one project, you pay them a like a flat fee, so many hours, whatever it is, and then you're done. So really, I think the big key is employers don't, we don't want you to think about this as a negative thing if you find out your employees are doing gig work or side hustles. It's actually a good thing. It can be a good thing if it's managed correctly.
Okay, and so I've never heard gig work. I mean, I guess I've heard of that kind of term, but This is something that is gaining in popularity?
It is. Actually, when I was looking into this a little bit, 45 to 50% of U.S. workers now have some form of side gig or secondary income stream. And as you talked about at the start of the show, prices are going up. I mean, again, it's reality, but also people have passions and they want to fulfill that while they're also working a full-time job. And so that's where it can be a positive thing for employers and the employee, obviously, together. Because it's building skill sets, it's building, you know, networks for people. And I think it's really critical that employers don't view it as a negative, but just look at it. Do you have a policy or just a game plan if somebody were to tell you that I either need to or want to or I am doing, you know, some gig work or side hustles for these reasons? Because it's helping that employee. It's also helping you as an employer because you're going to, it's again, helping retain talent because they're feeling good about their employer and being supportive with them in this route. So that also, you know, makes them feel better again about being at your place of employment.
What are some examples of side hustles and examples of gig work just so we can differentiate between the two of them?
Well, side hustle would just be like it could be driving Lyft or, you know, it could be part-time job anywhere. It could just be picking something up for
Amazon.
10 hours. Yeah, driver for Amazon.
DoorDash.
Yep, any of those. Okay. But that's just like more of a regular thing. And people could do it just over the holidays. I know a lot of employers are looking for those people for that very short window. But gig work is more of like a project or a task. It's something specific that they're doing that isn't going to go on forever, but it's going to be tied to that specific.
Like it could
outcome.
Be an event. Like for instance, Kelly Cords goes and performs.
Yes.
Because she's got musical talent that she can do that. So you're using maybe some of your other talents that maybe you're not using in your 40-hour-a-week job, your full-time job.
On a regular basis. I mean, she can make it on a regular basis, but she can do it as much as she wants to.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, example. Right. Or in my case, coaching junior high basketball, which I'm doing, which is a two-month responsibility.
Yep.
So that would be a gig over a couple of months, as opposed to it being something you do 12 months out of the year.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So you've got some options here. So what? How? If you're listening to this and you're thinking, boy, I'd like to have a little additional income, but what can I do? Do you kind of search either your connections or your own personal talents to see what would make sense for them?
That's a great question. And I think I would recommend that, again, we always talk about, you know, transferable skills. So have you just thought about what are those things that you really, really enjoy that you have skill for? And maybe it's not being utilized at your place of work right now. Or you have these talents that, you know, you want to share with the community or with your family or whatever it might be. And so I think you really, most people know if they have like that extra, like Kelly, your example, she knows she has great opportunity to perform probably as much as she wants to. But, you know, I think people know if they have that gig work type of flexibility, you know, and if you need a part-time job, I mean, obviously there are plentiful as well, even part-time job or just a side hustle. The reason people are liking the side hustle is most of the time they can determine how many hours they want to work. And that's the key. Whereas, again, a set part-time job, you're required probably a certain number of hours every week. So, you know, if you're going to be a Lyft driver, you can say, well, I want to work, you know, this day or this day, and something came up and I don't want to work that day kind of thing. And you're not going to be frowned upon. So people, again, like this flexibility. They, you know, this, they're in control of this. But the one thing to watch for, you know, make sure if you are going to do it as an employee, make sure that there's not conflict of interest with your regular employer. And if there is, just make sure that you've talked it through and you have a clear understanding on both sides. And employers, I think the thing I would challenge you to is watch your employees enough and communicate with them enough that if you're seeing that maybe they're getting burnt out, just have an honest conversation about how do we make this work. You don't want to tell them to get rid of their gig work or something that maybe they're passionate about, but maybe it's something simple that can be altered with flexibility of schedule or whatever it might be. So I guess the real message for employers is don't feel like you have to police this and say, no, you can't do this or it's this and it's only these options, but more so creating that open environment so those employees feel like they can talk to you about it and really share. I think it helps you learn more about the employee, which again leads to higher retention, employer of choice, you know, status, that sort of thing in your employee's eyes. So as we get more creative with our employment, as well as how do we retain our talent that is maybe now has different passions or different expectations, this is one of them. You know, if you're flexible to your employees, they're going to appreciate you. And also from a work standpoint, if you're having a hard time finding somebody for a specific position, maybe you as an employer should consider, is this a gig work type thing that maybe it's a certain project that you have to get done for your organization and you don't have the right talent for it? This might be that opportunity where you don't have to bring somebody on, hire them, get them all acclimated to do this job. And this way, if you have somebody that's already skilled at that, that you come across, it might be an opportunity then you're not adding headcount if you're not sure that that's right for your company.
Gail, are these jobs posted on like St. Cloud Shines or Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation? I mean, can you find gig jobs or side hustles?
I would say yes, in some cases they're posted. But also, like we go back to Kelly's example, that's not going to be a posted thing, but that's more so a passion, you know, and a skill that she has that then, you know, she knows where she can go for those because she's got those connections. So if it's something that is a passion of yours and you probably have the connections of those people in mind that could share with you if there's opportunity. But there are obviously a number of part-time jobs and, you know, more of that gig work on, you know, St. Cloud Shines with JobSpot and throughout, because again, a lot of companies will just not want to commit to full-time employment. Maybe if they're trying a new venture or want to, you know, add some staff and they just want to see how much work they will need. So it is a great opportunity to feel out a company as well, if you are looking for that during the holidays. And then again, if you're looking for the holidays, there's those traditional, you know, all retailers, all restaurants, all of that are going to try and build up staffing just to accommodate the higher
holiday
health traffic.
Retail, something you used to be involved with.
I did for a long, long time.
Yeah. So they still do hiring. Is it usually this month where they start hiring people?
Yeah, I would say they probably have already started.
Okay.
And again, it's with the online shopping that creates a different element for, you know, many of those retailers as to how does that impact them specifically. But, you know, they're definitely building up staffing now. And obviously then it's here. Holiday is here.
It is November. You know, you can't tell them they can't be putting up Christmas stuff. You know, maybe before Halloween you can, but, you know, once Halloween's over.
Oh, it was full-fledged holiday this weekend when I made a few stops, and I didn't even think about it. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's our busiest weekend of the year.
Yeah.
So that was on me not to do my homework. But but anyway, I think it's just something that's it can be positive for both job seekers and employees as well as our employers. And so think about it in that way. And it, as an employer, talk to your team about how are you acknowledging or finding out about employees that are doing side hustles or gig work? And then are you welcoming it?
Right.
Are you making it a positive thing? I mean, certainly putting your rules in place that make ensure the success of your company and that employee in their role that you hired them for. But also, I think about if somebody is great cooks, say they like to do entertaining on the side, maybe they can be your food resource for an employee, company event. So again, it can work for both of you that way as well.
Sure. If people do want to take a look at job availabilities, whether it be full or part-time, how can they do that? What websites do you suggest?
I suggest you go to stcloudshines.com, where that will be where JobSpot is housed. Excuse me. And I mean, jobs continue to grow on JobSpot. I just took a look over the weekend and, you know, we're at 5,600 jobs. So there's a lot of opportunity. And again, those are all within a 3-county area. So all commutable, no relocation needed. So certainly check them out and start to explore what might be that perfect opportunity for you. And employers, if you have questions about anything such as side hustles or gig work or anything on recruitment and retention, feel free to reach out.
Okay, very good. Gail, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Gail Cruikshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, or Get a Job segment.